Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to The Fringe of It.
Episode number 18.
Okay, I'm going to paint a picture. Me and Liv are not together this week. And in front of me is the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. It's Liv, fresh out of the shower with a kind of, I don't know, fancy turban on your head.
I mean, I was a bit rushed in the shower. I feel like I always start every single podcast episode going, well, do you know what, justifying something. I'm owning it, okay?
Explain yourself. You look great. I like it. Very chic.
Oh, thanks. I just needed a quick solution for towel drying my hair, and that was it. I think Charlotte's picture that I'm going to paint is far more glamorous because she has a flower wall behind her, which I am just unbelievably in awe of. I did read the post today as well, plugging that in here. I've never been so excited to see the science behind something so beautiful.
I mean, so I have to disclose, it was a sponsored post with Hobbycraft. However, what you can do with a lot of fake flowers and a glue gun, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And I need to say, I don't know if I can actually say this, but my dad helped me.
I do know that.
But only because I burnt my thumb on the glue gun, which I've also said in the blog post, please be careful with the glue gun. And what happened was I was busy telling him, do be careful with the glue gun because it's a bit slapdashing and you can be a bit speedy. And then a load of expletives came out of my mouth and I got a blister on my thumb.
Well, it looks very worth it. It looks, I've never seen anything like it. I almost want to employ you to do my wedding decorations.
I was about to say, I'm available for weddings, although you're probably better off hiring my dad because I think the bits that he did are better than the bits that I did.
I mean, I can't tell, but I will do. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. We've just got back from Pizza Express. Jack is 30 on Saturday, and my dad messaged and said, would you like to go for tea? And obviously these days, it's about where can you take a one-year-old, and that's Pizza Express.
You can take anyone of any age to Pizza Express.
Absolutely. But yeah, June, because she's not been very well, she's still not got her appetite back, and she wasn't that interested in pizza, which, you know, she's still not great when she doesn't want pizza.
That's a total benchmark for someone feeling unwell when they don't fancy like a pizza, ice cream, or a cup of tea.
Or a pasta bake. Quite like a pasta bake.
Oh, God, yeah, always.
What's your favourite pasta bake? Mine's Dormio creamy tomato every time.
Ooh, quite controversial.
Really?
Oh, I like a good old just pomodoro with mozzarella.
Oh, nice. Maybe we'll have to have a pasta bake off.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
But yeah, apart from that, I say apart from that, I love Pizza Express, but it was just quite stressful because June wasn't, well, and one-year-olds do whatever they want, but yeah, she wasn't really kind of feeling the chilled out ambience that we were trying to create in the back garden.
She wasn't into the smooth jazz.
She was actually kind of wiggling those hips. She started doing this dance where she wiggles her hips and then puts her hands on her head that could be like mistaken for a bit Rihanna. I need to tell her that's not a good move.
June Leaper. I'm glad you've had a lovely week. It's sad not being with you this week, but Free People was a ball.
It was so good. I want to do that every week. And also, how good did it sound?
It sounded so, I think we should have Chris every single week. Chris was our sound man and he was exceptional.
I've actually sent Chris an email. That's reminded me and he's not replied. I thought we got on really well. He said we were going to go for a coffee.
You've been stood up.
Oh my God. The one time I've put myself out there to another man, in like nearly a decade, and I get rejection like this.
Well, maybe he's shy, but no, Chris, you were amazing. If you're listening, I doubt it. He's definitely got different things instead of better things to be doing. But he was amazing. Sounded better than when we do it not live. So that's been noted. And it was just a delight. Thank you if you did come. And if you didn't come, do stay tuned because we have another event coming up very, very soon with more tickets.
Yeah, more tickets. That was an intimate event at Free People, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was good though in a way because I feel like I wanted to get used to how it would be in front of an audience. I didn't want to sound like we were just chatting. I almost, you know, when you're like, you go out for dinner with loads of friends and then two people are chatting and everyone else just sits in silence watching two people chat because they get on the best.
Oh yeah, awkward.
You didn't want it to be like that, and it wasn't. We had great audience participation. Everyone was absolutely delightful.
Yeah, I think that was a good warm-up. So stay tuned. Don't want to plug the Facebook group, but you know, do go to the Facebook group because that is the first place we announce anything and everything.
Let's go to shopping.
What have you been buying this week, Liv?
Do you know what? Not an awful lot. There are three things I'm going to talk to you about in this little segment. The first being what happened on Saturday, because I went...
sorry to interrupt. Carry on.
I went shopping for wedding dresses, which was so grown up. And up until this point, I hadn't really had one of those moments. I'm really indecisive for reference.
By the way, she's not the cat's mother. Liv is really indecisive. Like, I didn't quite realise how indecisive you were. Just to interrupt, Liv's now taking the turban off her head. And I don't really know how to describe what's underneath. Put it this way, it's definitely off-brand. It's not the fringe of it.
There is no fringe. But I need to take it out of the turban because otherwise it will dry in a weird way.
Fine.
As you can see, that started happening.
Yeah, I think that's beyond help.
Okay, leave my hair alone. I went wedding dress shopping, and I hadn't really had the moment so far where you're expected to be like, oh, it's the one. Like, loads of people have said, when you go wedding dress shopping, you'll see it and you'll be like, that is it. And because I am so indecisive, I've probably seen about 12. I've been like, that's nice. Yeah, that would be quite nice on the day. And nothing that anyone's gone, oh, at. And I did try on a couple of dresses that could definitely be the ones.
Oh, really?
So I'm going back hopefully this weekend or next, just to try on a couple more from one more designer, and then yeah, just see. It's definitely not what I expected, or I know anyone
people
else would
say this, don't they?
Yeah, I didn't think that. I don't know. I thought I knew what I wanted, and
not at all.
Not at all. So that I haven't bought anything yet. I've put no deposits down.
But you're edging closer.
I'm edging closer, and I know that's going to kind of blow the shopping budget for Wooks. But aside from that, I've been looking at holidays.
Talk to me about holidays. I feel like the whole of my Instagram feed is on holiday. I'm furious.
This is me. And last week, when we met for the Free People event, I was having a bit of a crisis of confidence of sorts. And me and Charlotte had a bit of a pep talk.
And a Charlotte pedicure.
And a pedicure, because that always helps. And Charlotte was like, you need a holiday. And I've never been in agreement more. And in short, I've started looking at holidays. And it's so hard to know where to start. I've discovered booking.com.
That brand new website.
I know, that's the thing. Like, my mom's like, oh, you've never used that. I'm literally 80 years old.
We haven't been on a proper holiday for years. Like, me and Jack last went away when we went to Berlin. I think I've said this before, but that was pre-pregnancy. We haven't been on a proper holiday. I'm desperate for a proper holiday. Also, with the city break, even if you get it wrong with your accommodation, it doesn't matter because you've got so many other things to do that it's just somewhere to rest your head. Whereas if you're wanting to chill out, relax by the pool, like, you need to make sure that you're spending your hard-earned money on the right place. And it's just, I totally know what you mean. Holiday overwhelm.
It's very tricky. So we've just kind of felt a bit like not knowing where to start, to the point where we're like, it's actually going to creep up and we're going to not book anything. So we will stay in the UK, which I don't mind because the weather in the UK has been glorious, to the point where I'm just looking up Lidos and thinking, wherever there's a Lido, I will go on holiday.
Have Lido, live or travel.
Honestly, I've seen there's one, a really lovely one in Bristol. There's a nice one.
That one's cold.
Is it?
Wagging my finger. That one's cold. I'm such a nana. But it's very cold. It's very lovely.
But yes, that's what I've been doing. So I've not really actually bought anything, but I've been pondering two things that could potentially be quite spendy. So I feel like they need to be thought about before leaping into anything. But if booking.com's got anything to do with it.
I'll be on there as soon as we've hung up. What was the third thing? You said there was three things.
Oh, the third thing. I'll tell you what the third thing is. It's ice cream.
Oh, I was going to talk about ice cream. This is perfect.
This is the same one.
Which one have you been talking about?
The one that I saw you buy.
Oh, yeah, but I can't remember the name of it.
The
purple one. There's two brands. So the ice cream that we're talking about has got between, like, and right, first of all, disclaimer, I'm not massively into calories. They don't inform what I eat. But a whole tub of ice cream, Ben and Jerry's size, that's only got 360-ish calories for the whole tub, I'm interested.
Oh, this is the same one I bought. So I bought it after seeing you talk about it, thinking I'll give it a go, and just not knowing what to expect. And last night I sat down to Love Island, and I was like, normally I dish out my ice cream into a bowl. I didn't do that. I just sat down with the tub. And I was literally halfway through and I thought, I've got to stop. This is quite criminal. But every time you're like taking a spoonful and turning it around, it tells you that there's nothing in it. And I know it's probably full of sweeteners.
Yeah,
and things.
I know. But the thing is, the problem is this time of year, all you want to do is eat ice cream. But you can't start adding a Magnum at the end of every day. Like, we're going to be in a right pickle come September. So, yeah, I've got the name of it. So there's Halo, which is the first one I tried, but the second one I tried, which I actually preferred, was Breyers.
That's what I had.
Yeah, B-R-E-Y-E-R-S.
S.
Really struggled there. What flavour did you have, sorry? Did I just ask you this?
No, you didn't. I had chocolate.
Right. How was that?
Well, I liked amazing. It.
I've had cookies and cream of both brands, and Breyers knocked the socks off me.
Did it have real cookies and cream bits in it?
Yeah, it had like proper chunks of cookie in it.
Wow.
It was really good because I just buy whichever one of the two is on offer. They just like take it in turns. And then at a weekend, I have a Magnum.
Oh, that's smart. I have my Mars. I've got my Mars ice creams.
Yeah, well, I can't find Mars ice creams. I feel like the fringe of it, contingency is like selling out across the country.
Also, had one of those panics this week, realising that I have literally no clothes appropriate for over 24 degrees in my wardrobe. So as it's really hot in the UK at the moment, it's about 27 degrees pretty much every day. I have looked into my wardrobe. I have like one pair of shorts that is so tight that it's actually more uncomfortable than anything else, and one vest top. And I'm like, what does one wear when it is this hot? Like, you want to dress like you're on holiday, but
it's tricky. I've done the same. I've got a lot of dresses for like 18, 19, 20, 21 at a push.
Yeah.
Anything over that. So I think what I would like to wear, I've decided when looking in my wardrobe earlier, is like a thick strapped, like floaty maxi with like just a lot of fabric. Yeah. Get the wind up there.
Yes, that's the thing. But then I like sometimes trying to get a bit of colour to my legs.
Yeah, true. So maybe a midi. Maybe we need to go shopping.
Yeah, I think we do. So next week, providing this heat wave stays, which I think it's meant to, we might actually be able to recommend some great holiday clothes. If anyone's got any suggestions, though, please shout. And what have you been buying this week? I feel like I was really went off on one then.
I kind of was excited because one of the things on my list that I've been buying was the ice cream. So I think I can say this. Can you hear me? I've lowered my voice. Jack's in the house and it's his 30th on Saturday. And his birthday present from me, his mum and his dad is a Lazy Spa hot tub. Your face.
What? What is that?
So basically, it's a massive inflatable hot tub.
Oh my God.
I know, how good. So basically, for the past 2 years, Jack's birthday present last year was four tyres for the car, and the year before was a washer dryer. So this year, he said to his mum, well, like, I think he was thinking about it for ages, and then he was like, I know what I want. And then he sent it to me, and I was like, oh, Jack, don't be ridiculous. And then halfway through, I was like, no, sorry, this isn't ridiculous.
That's a present for you.
Absolutely. So you can fit 2 to 4 people in said hot tub. Unfortunately, we can't upgrade to, I think it's the Paris edition, because that has pink lights in it, but that is a bit spendy.
The Paris edition.
They're named like LA, Miami, Paris.
So next time I come to yours, we can record the podcast from the hot tub.
Absolutely. And you can buy this, I don't even know what the word is, like additional item, and you clip it on the side and you can put your drinks and your snacks in it. I mean, I can't wait. I think they're outside. I'm trying to listen to where June and Jack are. They've been banished to the garden. Yeah, hopefully it's okay to say. And this will be live on Monday. And he won't have his hot tub, but he'll know it's coming. So I never thought that I would say to you this week I've been buying a hot tub, but
that is hilarious.
Isn't it hilarious? I can't wait to see the reviews. I mean, pretty much, I mean, people always have a grumble on Amazon, but what's not to love about an inflatable hot tub?
Nothing.
So apart from that, what else have I been buying? Oh, really, really kind of not that exciting. I've been buying some more sandals.
Ooh.
Not exciting. I love a Birkenstock, but I've got the single strap Birkenstocks and I feel like the world's moved on and they've all got the double strap Birkenstocks, including yourself. Is it the Arizona?
I'm not sure of their name, but I feel you.
Yeah, so I've ordered some of those. In fact, they were dispatched 2 days ago. Note to self, do chase those up after the podcast. And the other thing that I bought was, I've seen it on Instagram a few times, and then it came up on an Instagram advert, which, by the way, really work. I'm always shopping off those things. So keep on, marketers. Warchild and Bella Freud have done a charity t-shirt, and I think it's about £25, and all the proceeds go to Warchild. And it says peace and love in like Bella Freud's kind of handwritten font in pink and red. And I am thrilled to bits with it.
I really want it. I saw it on your Instagram and I was like, God, it's a good t-shirt, and it's for charity. And
I think that's the thing. I think quite a few people on Instagram have bought it. But the thing is, you see the t-shirt and you're like, that's really cool. And as soon as you see it's for Warchild, you're like, fine, have my money. Like,
yeah.
I
think, Amen.
So I've bought that. And then the other thing that I bought, again, not that exciting. My charity t-shirt was exciting, but I bought a really great onesie from Anthropology.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it, IRL.
Yeah. So it was half price. I'd seen it full price and I was like, you're going in the sale. Like, absolutely nobody's buying you full price. You're too expensive. It's just a grey marl onesie and it's got pockets and a little drawstring tie, long sleeves. It's actually too warm for this weather. And lo and behold, I was on the King's Road the other day and there she was, just sat.
Winking at you from the shop.
Yeah. I was just about to say winking.
Hey.
So that's what I've been buying. It's nothing can beat the hot tub.
Shall we quickly mention the hilarious pedicure we both went for?
Oh, can we please?
Oh my God.
So me and Liv woke up last Friday at Liv's house after the Free People recording and we'd both just had a bit of a week. Liv more so than me. And we just kind of thought, we're not doing much work today and we both really wanted a pedicure, so we basically called the whole of South London.
Yeah,
not quite. And then eventually we found somewhere and we were just really pleased. It looked like a standard nail salon. They had the big leather chairs with the massage.
They had a lotus picture on the wall.
Yeah, we were, and also the color selection,
oh, unrivaled.
It was extensive. I've never seen anything like it. You went for pink, I went for red. I mean, but yeah, I mean, how to describe it, Liv?
It was just, we had all manner of conversations. My favorite highlight was when your therapist started cutting her own toenails.
Yeah, I was just about to say that was my particular highlight. So we were near the end and they'd done an amazing job. And I tell you what, I will go back because it was one of the best pedicures I've ever had. However, towards the end, she was just started cutting her toenails. And I was just like, didn't want want to look at Liv because I was like, if I look at you, I'm gonna lose it. So I was just kind of like,
I just looked down. I was like, all I could see was the Instagram filter that goes dun dun dun, dun, and like zooming in on it. I was like, how are you, what? This wouldn't happen anywhere else.
And she was like, oh, this has been bugging me for days. I just need to grab these two. Not just one, two toenails. And I was thinking if it was the hands, maybe okay.
We'd made them feel too comfortable. I think that was the problem.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'd kind of like, one of them had lent me a mirror. We were just telling them the ins and outs of life. But honestly, my mum, she said she'd never seen such a good pedicure on my foot. I will be back.
Oh, yeah, next time you're down, we'll go back again and talk the next adventure we have there.
Yeah, in the meantime, it will remain nameless because I don't want them shutting down because my feet are smooth as babies. I forgot I've had one Prosecco.
Oh, there we go. There we go. There she is. Shall we move on to telly chat?
Telly chat. Is that
your name? So, what have you been watching on telly this week?
I have been watching a programme on Netflix called Schitt's Creek, which is spelled S-C-H-I-T-T. So I'm not swearing. And it's the dad from American Pie. Is he called Eugene Levy? And then the mum from Home Alone. Can't remember her name. I just remember her camel coat. And oh, yeah. It's about them and their children. And basically, they start off the programme. They're really rich. And then it's Canadian. And they're the Inland Revenue turn up, or the Canadian equivalent. And basically, they've lost all their money for whatever reason. That's really irrelevant to the programme. And as a joke, the dad bought the son a town like years ago. It was like they were just, that's how rich they were. And they have to go and live in this little town, and they have to go live in a motel. And obviously they were so rich, they were so far removed from the real world. So it's really silly, but really funny. And also what I love about when you find a new TV show like that, there's four series of it to get through.
Oh my God. Is it quite new?
I don't know. I've never seen it before. No, it was... sorry, I've got a Wikipedia page up because I do my research. So it came out in 2015, and then the fourth season came out in 2018. So it's, you know, to be fair for us, that's relatively new. So
I was going to say, like, it's not 80s, 90s.
Yeah, no, it's like... But it's just little half-hour episodes. And the family, I'm sure there's going to be a point where they have, like, redeemable qualities, because at the moment they are just awful. They're just awful.
Really?
Like, just so not in touch with reality. They've just lived in this, like, kind of decadent, rich world for so long, and they just don't know how the real world operates. And slowly but surely, like, the children are integrating a little bit better. And the child in it, I say the child, they're, like, in their 20s, is actually Eugene's son.
Oh,
so yeah,
this sounds really, really good. I'm really actually genuinely keen on watching that.
Yeah, no, I'm really into it. And I've got in my diary that Glow starts finally on Friday. So I can just kind of watch as much of that as possible till Glow. And then I'll watch Glow, and then we'll go back to Schitt's Creek. I say we, I've been watching it solo, actually a bit with my mum. So I don't know what the policy is, actually, if you watch things with your mum. Like, is that like... with a boyfriend, we have to wait for them to watch it.
I'm not sure.
Bit trickier. I'll give her a text. I'll see what she wants to do.
Curious.
And then, weirdly, so I've been watching that, and then it's just talking about the dad from American Pie. I switched on Channel 5 the other day, and Cheaper by the Dozen 2 was on. You know that film with Steve Martin?
Yes!
And he's the other dad in that. So I've had like my Eugene Levy fix for this decade, because I don't think I've seen him on the screen since American Pie.
Oh my God, and you're like, no more Eugene.
I don't know, he's very handsome in his old age.
Ooh.
Like, he's really neatening those eyebrows up.
Oh, hello Eugene.
Yeah, I don't know if I just haven't been out for a while.
Maybe.
Watch it, get back to me, let me know your verdict.
I think I will. I'm not even just saying it.
What have you been watching?
Well, apart from Love Island, which I will go into really shortly in a minute.
I'll get my timer ready.
get your timer ready. I went to see Ocean's 8, which was really good, actually. It wasn't like, it's my favourite film ever. I hadn't seen any of the previous Ocean's films.
Oh, I've seen them all. So Ocean's 8, I feel like I do live on another planet sometimes because of June. Is this all female?
All female. I did like, it was quite cheesy at times. I wasn't wild for it, but there were some good moments. It was like, there were things I was like, oh, if I were to ever plan a heist, I'd be taking note on that.
Oh, well, that's good to know. You never know where we're going to end up.
You don't. So at the beginning, Sandra Bullock went into a department shop and she had some perfumes and she was like, oh, can I return these? And she'd obviously just pick them up. She picked them up from another part of the shop and they were like, do you have a receipt? She was like, no, I don't have a receipt. And then they were like, do you have the card you paid? And she was like, no. She was like, well, can I at least get a bag for them then? And they gave her a bag and she put the new stuff in it and walked out. And I was like, oh my God, do people do that? It's genius. Not that I'd ever do it, but I was like,
this is not genius.
Well, it's not genius, but I was like, if you're a crook, I was like, smart.
A crook. That's a crook. Such an innocent word.
If you're one of those meddling kids. So yeah, I did enjoy that. Anne Hathaway had some funny moments in it. It was okay. It was one of those films, I think. I know they're made for a female cast, so there's more roles for females. But then sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish the film was better. Because yeah. You're all great actresses. You're all great. And I feel like you deserve better roles than this. But it was good. It was very, like, easy to watch. I went to Peckham Multiplex Cinema, which is amazing. $4.99 a ticket.
Oh, yeah. And
I was in my happy place. And, yeah, it was good. It was good. It was an easy watch.
Talking about cinema ticket prices, because that's the kind of worms that you've just opened. So my old cinema, there was a little like old vintage one. The tickets were £2.50. You could upgrade them to £3.50. And then if they weren't showing the film we wanted, we'd go to the multiplex and we'd go to View. And that was £4.99. In Lincoln, we've only got an Odeon and the tickets are like £12.
I was going to say, I was like, when you said £4.99, then I was like, steal. Because in London, £12, even in like, do you know what, Joe and I found a quite nice cinema in Haymarket. And £12, we got really fancy seats and we thought we had lucked out. Because normally, we're scooping out about £20. And I think that is just not good.
Well, you can buy the deluxe DVD for that and two tubs of that ice cream.
I know. You should be paying me.
Oh, God, have we reached this age? Right, you ready? I've got my timer.
Right.
Here is Liv's Love Island Minute.
So what I've realised about Love Island is how hard it is to keep track of things over the period of a week. Because last night I was watching on 10 minutes on catch up and so much changed in 10 minutes alone. I was like, how can I summarise this in 60 seconds? But I'm going to try. So that aside, Wes, 1 minute I thought you were the most mature man ever for not kissing Megan. And then you became the most immature man in seconds. So I was fuming about that. Fuming at Megan, who seriously does not understand girl code. No wonder she's got no girlfriends outside of the house. And then Laura, I actually feel sorry for her. I think they should put a pilot in so they can go travelling together. And then Alex, oh, I've always had such a difficult run. And I feel like he's had a lot of confidence knocks. And he's not a good arguer. I think he's as bad at arguing as I am. But then if he didn't argue, people would say he had no backbone. There's just so many little things. I almost feel a bit sorry for Eyal as well, which is something I never thought I'd say, because he is, as Wes says, quite niche and definitely not Jim Carrey, as Megan says. But I really hope he pairs up with someone and Megan maybe finds the boot. But we'll find out tonight, which obviously will be like already have happened by Monday. But yeah, is that a minute? Is that a minute?
Yeah, that's a minute. And to be fair, you did spend 10 seconds saying that you don't know how to sum it up in a minute. So, yeah, you did it. I'm loving those.
I think that was... I did quite well then.
I think that was brilliant. And also, because I watched the first episode, I feel like I'm almost kind of know what you're talking about.
Yes! Yeah, I'm really glad. Someone said they wanted me to extend it to maybe, like, 2 minutes.
Who said this?
Someone on Twitter. I can't remember her name. I'm sorry.
Well, it's a good job I don't know her name, because that is not happening, finger wag. I feel like it just makes you a better podcaster.
Thank you. It's training me.
Yeah, definitely. No, I really enjoy them. And thanks for that, Liv. And we'll catch up with Love Island next week.
Thanks for that, Charlotte. Or you could alternatively see what I'm getting up to on Twitter, where I talk about Love Island every single night.
Oh my God. So we have a Fringe of It Twitter account, and I have the email address it is linked to on my phone. All I get are emails from Twitter saying, you have missed Olivia Grace's 20 tweets, because it emails me every 24 hours. And I'm like, is she doing anything else apart from tweeting?
You're like, I purposely did that. I feel like you cannot watch it and tweet about it any other time other than it being live. Otherwise, you're just miles behind people.
Well, you're lost in a sea. Have you had anything go viral?
I had one last night, which wasn't even funny, and it got like 1,000 or 1,300 like favourites. And I was like, this wasn't even the good stuff. But I think it's frustrating because I had a phone call with my dad and he was like coming up with all these great things. And I was like, God, if only I'd had these last night when I could have tweeted them. But anyway.
Yeah, there's nothing more satisfying than a tweet going viral.
Oh, you know. One can dream.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on my CV. So this week's topic is a bit of a long one, but I haven't come up with a catchier title, so I do apologise. But this week's topic is about being a caring citizen of the world and self-care. So looking after yourself versus being a good human.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So I'm not saying that the two are unrelated. I'm not saying that you can't look after the world or fight the good fight, but sometimes it feels overwhelming.
Yeah.
And this is something that me and Liv kind of keep, it, I don't know, it keeps kind of coming up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's something that I feel like, yeah, we go round and round and it always kind of connects to this. And I think it's such a meaty topic. And I think it's something that is a nice thing to talk about where people don't feel guilty for not doing enough or not, I don't know, I think it's something, there's always guilt attached to it, which in turn makes you feel like a bit of a bad person, which isn't the message.
Yeah, I think the things that we're talking about, you know, helping the environment, kind of and like helping charities or helping those less fortunate than you, or you know, having a better diet, exercising more, I don't know, there's just so many things. I feel like every kind of hour of the day I'm kind of faced with a decision, and I feel like there's an underlying current of guilt where I think I could be doing more, or I shouldn't be eating that, or I should be kind of maybe not sat in front of the TV and I should be out there kind of like changing the world for the better.
It is hard. I feel like every time, especially because there is a thing, if you do something, you should be doing everything. And this actually popped up last week, which we had an extensive talk about. I'm going to tie it back to this because I think it's quite a good connection, but I did a post on Instagram with a water filter company. So I was really guilty of buying a lot of plastic bottles and not really drinking the tap water in my area because it didn't taste really nice. Not really nice, it didn't taste very nice at all. It didn't taste really nice.
Some people, I don't mean some people, but I can pretty much drink tap water wherever, but my old housemate who was Glaswegian, I remember when she moved from Scotland to London, she just couldn't stand the tap water. She was like, it's just horrendous.
And that's the thing. And I know how lucky we are to have tap water. I'm not saying that, but I spoke about this from a point of view that I was like, hey, if like me, you do use a lot of plastic, here's an alternative. Obviously, if you already drink tap water, this won't apply to you. And it was met with such a lot of praise, but also quite a few little criticisms, in the sense that it was like, hey, why are you talking about this when you fly on aeroplanes? Or why are you talking about this if you eat meat? And I just thought, like, surely by everyone doing what they can do, that's more important than anything else. It just made me really think about actually putting the message across in itself about just doing the little things. So yeah.
Because I think that was, you know, one person said it's not about the little things. We need to make big changes. We need to make drastic changes. You know, there's so many documentaries highlighting the damage that humans are doing. I totally agree to the planet. But at the same time, I find if you start doing small steps, like slowly but surely, you like layer on those and you build on those. And then, because I think a lot of kind of changing your habits for the better, and it is for the better, seem overwhelming. They seem completely daunting. So like a lot of people don't do them. Whereas like I said to you, I totally agree with doing small steps. You have to start somewhere.
And that's what starts the momentum for the bigger changes, like the talk about plastic at the moment or the TV programs about it. That's always started by a few people talking about it, which leads onto like a snowball. And I've actually done an interview with my friend Gina Martin on the blog, which will be going up. It should be up actually by the time the podcast goes up.
So let's tell everyone what an amazing thing Gina's done, because we actually haven't spoken about it on the podcast before.
So Gina is an amazing, amazing campaigner, and she is a writer by trade. But last year at British Summertime, she experienced upskirting, which, if you're unfamiliar with that, is when essentially someone takes a picture of your crotch or in between your legs without your consent, obviously, and it's not a sexual offence. There was nothing police could do about it when she reported it. And basically, she started a campaign last year to make it completely, like, make it a law that becomes a sexual offence. And I spoke to her basically saying, like, how do you implement change like that? Because I think that to me seems like an enormous thing to take on as an individual, to kind of say, actually, like, I don't know, like when I asked her, I said, how do you start? And she said, it feels really scary, but you keep saying it to yourself. You're like, we shouldn't have to go through this. But then who's going to be the person that says, I'm going to start this ball rolling? And obviously she did. And she just gave me loads of really helpful tips about making those changes. And she said that essentially don't do it alone. That was something I got from her little interview with me. She said, like, everything is available online. From when she started the campaign, she had to research loads of lawyers, like previous bills that had been passed. She said she just had to sit on the internet and just start writing. She had writing to your local MPs, writing to people, sending letters. And she just worked so tirelessly, and it really opened my eyes and showed me that, you know, if you do want to see something change, be it the size of your recycling bins, the streetlights on your area, anything, all it takes is you actually being the first person to make those steps.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so Gina got that bill passed. It's probably 2 weeks ago now, isn't it? It actually made the mainstream news when one of the Tory MPs blocked it for whatever reasons he wants to justify. So like Gina did that in just under a year, really, which was just unbelievable. But I think what you're saying about like contacting your MPs, like there's so many letters and things online, like draft outlines that you can do. I think I was thinking about it in the shower. I think about a lot of these things in the shower because you know, obviously plastic's a really big one, and the environment and recycling. So I think for me, obviously having a baby, it is a big environmental impact. So we use biodegradable nappies. Emma Bunton, I've mentioned before, but has a company called Kit and Kin, and we use those. And somebody said, I think I saw on maybe your thread on the filter, you know, biodegradable isn't always the answer. But I think when it comes to nappies, you can use cloth nappies, but I don't know. It's like some of my friends use cloth nappies, and at some points they've given up because it is really labour intensive. And sometimes when, you know, children have, you know, they're repeatedly kind of soiling their nappies, that's kind of a happy medium. And then it kind of like makes me think, if I had another child, I'm more confident in nappies. Maybe I would move on to cloth nappies. So it's going back to those small changes.
Yeah, of course it is.
And also, I think, you know, we can all make the decision to use recyclable or reusable water bottles. You know, I try and go to the farm shop to buy my produce from there. But often, you know, I do have to go to the supermarket because it's the quickest and the easiest way. And lots of people aren't going to kind of go out of their way to help the environment because it's not convenient and we live... I've gone on a rant. Sorry, I will let you talk in a second. But lots of people, you know, don't do it because it's not convenient. And I think the supermarkets and the bigger kind of like chains have a big responsibility. So it was just tying back to what you said about writing letters and, you know, getting in contact with the people that can make the big change for like the bigger picture.
Completely. And I think it applies for lots of things. Same with fashion. I have spoken about this a bit on my blog. And I feel like there is such a responsibility to shop ethically, which I think is so important if you can. But again, it's not convenient for everyone. It's not affordable to shop ethically all the time. And I think sometimes it's being able to be considerate to other people, because I remember speaking about fashion and I listed quite a few ethical brands that I really like. So there's like Reformation and People Tree. But again, their brands are quite expensive. And then I suppose I spoke about Monkey and H&M, and a few people said, but H&M aren't sustainable. And I said, in general, perhaps they're not, but there are branches of their brand that are trying to do more sustainable work, which if you are on a budget makes it feel like you can contribute to a bit of a better environment without having to fork out hundreds. And it's difficult because I feel like there are veins of everything that everyone could do better, but you can't, no one's perfect. And I think when we were having this discussion about the whole water filter thing, I thought, like, no one is perfect. There's always a situation where someone's bought a bottle of water or taken a flight, and there aren't alternatives for everything at the moment. And we are in an age where, you know, fortunately more alternatives are becoming more available, but some things there aren't at the moment, and it's just being sparing where you can with things when they're not necessary, but then equally realizing that, okay, you might do some things, but you can sacrifice in other areas, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think so to tie the self-care aspect into this, it's like it's trying to be the best human that you can, but, you know, sometimes it's exhausting, and sometimes, you know, you need to like recharge your batteries. So like Gina, for example, you know, I'm sure at points she literally had to like sit down, take a break, and just think, tonight is not the night that I'm going to fight that fight. Just let me recharge these batteries and I'll be back again tomorrow. And I think there's that phrase, is it, you can't fill somebody's else's cup if yours is empty.
Completely. And I said this to her and she said to me she felt very guilty because she works full time alongside this.
Which
and she
was incredible.
Like, unbelievable. She said how tired she was feeling. And I said, oh no, she was just saying that she felt really guilty for having to be late to work sometimes. I said, but you're changing something that affects every woman in your office. And it affects, so it's such like a selfless and generous campaign to be doing, that you're doing all on your own, that you can't feel guilt for those things. And equally, looking after yourself is so, so important, because it's a kind of like the saying that's like, who, like, what is it? I think I said this last time, where it was like, who can, oh no, I did mention it last week and I couldn't say it last week on the podcast either. It was like, if you can't love yourself, how do you expect anyone else to love you? But the same thing about the cup. Like,
yeah, I think my other favourite analogy is the oxygen mask thing. So, when you're on an aeroplane, you put yours on before your child. And until I had a child, I was like, of course I'd put my child on first. But if I can't help my child by putting my oxygen mask on first, like, I can't help her. Or or help anybody else. And I think that's what I mean. I'm not talking about like self-care as in, I don't know, like a luxurious way, but just like, you know, we're hopefully all trying our hardest, but sometimes you're going to be able to do more in certain periods of your life than others. Sometimes you're going to have a really testing period of your life. It might be a relationship, it might be a job, it might be financial, you might have had a child, and you just might not be able to fight and put as much good out into the world as you might at other times. And I think that ebb and flow thing's really important.
Oh, 100%, especially with things like this. I think it's a conversation that you want to be able to have on a playing field that's totally level and totally just like, hey, if you can't do this, that's fine. If you can, that's fine. But we're all learning and we're all trying our best. And I think that's the biggest thing to realise.
Yeah, I think actually I had a really interesting email going back to little things, but cloth bags for like going to the supermarket. Like, I try and not use the plastic bags, and actually Morrisons have just started using paper bags. But I got an email from Alexandra Stanglewitz, Wicks. I'm sorry, Alexandra, if I pronounced that wrong, and I definitely have. But she is an illustrator and she's based in Warsaw, and she's actually done these really beautiful illustrations on cloth bags. So like you're kind of incentivized to remember them when you go to the supermarket. They've got herbs on and they're really beautiful. I'll put a link on them to in the Facebook group. And it's just, you know, things like that. You know, now we're kind of like programmed to remember our bags when we go to the supermarket. And then it's like remembering like not to use the plastic bags and all things like this. I just keep trying to kind of add new things every week. I'm like, what can I do better this week? But some weeks it's just about getting by and surviving.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And it's nice to have little things every week. Maybe we could add that every week.
Maybe we could start a help the world thread. And then each week, you know, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like every week I'm learning something new. Like I learned that black plastics aren't recyclable. So now whenever I buy meat in the supermarket or anything that is available on black plastic, I'll choose something that isn't on black plastic. So I can still recycle it.
I did not know that.
Exactly, I didn't know until last week. So they apparently, when meat's being sold in supermarkets, it's put on black plastic to make it look a bit more fancy, when actually that can't be recycled because the machine doesn't pick it up.
Oh, that's cool. And I also read somewhere, sorry that I don't have the exact source, but it might be Morrison's again, where you are going to get points if you take in receptacles. Sorry, that word's just cracked me up. So that, you know, if you buy things from the deli counter, you can actually put those straight in there and you'll get points and be rewarded for that. So, you know, it's slowly but surely that these things, I mean, I don't mind, but some people feel uncomfortable. They don't want to kind of have that interaction with somebody where it's like, oh, could you put it in this? And they're like, oh, hang on, I've not experienced this before. And it becomes a bit awkward, you know, and there's so many reasons for, and we've just got to start making it easier for people.
I think that's it. And not being scared to have those conversations. Like after the post I did feel a bit uncertain about ever having those kind of discussions again, because I know some people didn't think I was doing enough or doing things wrong. And it kind of sets you back a bit. Whereas actually it's being able to have those discussions with people and just say like, hey, doing anything can help. And if it doesn't have to be every day, if you can't make it every day.
I've actually got two quotes and they're both from the Slum Flower on Instagram. And she always puts up quotes, always kind of makes me think about things. But I saw two today. And one of them is from, it's a repost. I actually don't know the original source, but it says, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. And I think that's a really nice one. And then straight after that, she put this up and it said, I can forgive ignorance, but what I can't forgive is a staunch commitment to it. So I think that's really interesting, because I think we're kind of expected to know everything almost. So sometimes it's really nice when someone does come forward with another viewpoint and you're like, oh, okay, that's, and it opens up a discussion, and it's remembering these discussions. It doesn't make the other person a bad person. You know, we can have differences of opinion, but yeah, I just think that was a really lovely quote, because sometimes you don't know things or everything, and then somebody goes, oh, hang on, you know, did you know this? And you know, it really strikes a chord. So I love her Instagram. Do go on, because it's always got loads of great quotes.
So true. It did remind me actually of another quote I was given by a lovely girl called Josie on Twitter, which was by Stella McCartney. And it said, it's something like, you'd rather do a little of something than a lot of nothing. And I like that as well. I was like, yes,
I am nodding. My hair's going everywhere. I love that. But yeah, I hope, I feel like it is a really meaty topic, and I feel like I could talk about it for quite a long time. But I just feel like it's something that me and Liv, like, we kept having these conversations because it was almost like we felt like we couldn't do anything because nothing was right. Because you can really get in that mind frame where you're like, hang on, but nothing I'm doing is...
I think we were scared to talk about it as well, because we were like, oh, do we know enough about it? And actually just having a little chat about it isn't like, I don't know, you can start, so you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a big change is going to come in the way, in our habits and the way we consume. And, you know, the people in power, they're the people that we need to get in contact with. You know, I love in... there's a really great girl on Instagram called Trashies for Tossers, and she basically.
I was about to recommend her because I had a list.
Look at your face. And there's some really amazing zero waste supermarkets, and there's a really great one in Berlin, but we don't have that many available to us in the UK. So yes, let's do what we can, but let's also like start making some noise for the people at the top that can actually implement those changes.
100%. I'm going to add one more thing before we wrap up. And last week I got sent a lovely message from a girl called Sophie, who I followed for a while. Hang on, let me just grab her message.
Can I just interrupt and say the slum flower's name is Shadira, because I kept saying she, and her name just wasn't coming to me. And it's, as I say, who's she? The cat's mother.
She. So Sophie sent me a message, and she runs the blog A Considered Life. And she sent me a list of a few websites, which are all kind of a bit fashion and lifestyle, but they're all looking at more less impact on the environment, basically. And I thought I'd share a couple of those for some further reading. I haven't had a chance to look at all of them yet, but there are a few that do sound amazing. One of them is Trash is for Tossers. Another one is moralfibers.co.uk. And then there was www.litterless.com. And then there was www.seasons-and-salt.com. And there's just so many, but I feel like if I send over a few and you can get started, and hopefully we can carry on this conversation on the Facebook group.
I am also going to, my friend Han Bullivant runs a website called Seeds and Stitches, and she has a really amazing cleaning products DIY guide, and it's been in the back of my mind for ages and ages, and I'm actually going to test out some of her homemade cleaning products, and I will report back. It's on my kind of summer bucket list, because she does a lot of things like bicarbonate of soda is supposed to be unbelievable, and I love cleaning. So, but again, it needs to be practical, you know, I've only got so many hours in the day to clean. So that's another one worth looking at, and yeah, I will get back to you with the results in a few weeks.
I would be very, very keen to hear how that goes as well.
But I really enjoyed that. You've got a barbecue waiting for you, haven't you?
I've got a barbecue and Love Island in 15 minutes. So as lovely as this has been.
I've got a Magnum waiting for me, and I probably need to find some better packaging solutions for Magnums. But until then, I'm going to have to go and enjoy an almond Magnum, I'm afraid. I can also hear my child, who sounds a little bit upset because it's past her bedtime. So I will speak to you all next week.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this and we didn't get too deep, but I did have, I really loved having this chat.
Yeah, and let's start a positive conversation in the Facebook group.
Let's do it.
Have a great week.
And you, see you later.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.